From the leading personal injury and workers' compensation lawyers of Briskman, Briskman, and Greenberg, this is the Chicago Injury Alert.
Making bicycling safer in Chicago. Far too many cyclists are injured or killed in Chicago, but progress is being made on a number of fronts to make the city safer for bikes. A Chicago fire lieutenant died on the 10th of October, just weeks after a collision with a vehicle while riding a bicycle from his firehouse. Authorities said he was at least the 11th person killed in a cycle accident in Cook County in 2016. The Governor's Highway Safety Association found in a 2014 report that Illinois had the fifth highest rate of cyclist fatalities. The rate increased over the time period studied, with the state reporting 24 cyclists' deaths in 2010, 27 in 2011, and 29 in 2012. Fortunately, action is being taken to improve bike safety. In August, Governor Bruce Rauner signed legislation assigning cyclists the same right-of-way privileges that car drivers have, strengthening cyclists' rights by confirming that bicycles are vehicles. The legislation is called Dennis's Law, after a 68-year-old Illinois resident, Dennis Jurs, who was killed in a 2015 collision with a car. The driver stopped at a stop sign and then failed to yield to the cyclist, who did not have a stop sign. A Kane County judge dismissed the driver's citation for failure to yield on the basis that a bicycle was not a vehicle. Dennis's Law took effect January 1, 2017. Chicago has embarked on an ambitious plan to make the city safer bicycles. The Chicago Streets for Cycling Plan 2020 calls for a 645-mile network of bike lanes, neighborhood greenways, and trails. The city currently has over 200 miles of on-street buffered, protected, and shared bike lanes, and many miles of off-street trails. The city has pledged to build 50 more miles of bike lanes over the next 3 years. However, observers say that the type of bike lanes installed can be crucial for safety. Although vehicles are prohibited from driving or parking in bike lanes, cars are often observed blocking cyclists, creating a safety hazard. One solution is curb-protected bike lanes, and Chicago has installed several this year. Curb-protected lanes use a concrete medium to separate bikes from car traffic. Other bike lanes are separated from traffic by bollards or by a striped buffer zone, which may not provide as much protection. The city is also increasing the number of protected intersections for cyclists, with the addition of concrete islands that force cars further out into the intersection to keep bikes out of a driver's blind spot. According to a 2014 analysis by the Active Transportation Alliance, an average of 125,000 bike trips are taken every day in Chicago.
This podcast may be freely shared in its original format but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Listening and/or subscribing to the Chicago Injury Alert will not create an attorney-client relationship. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. This podcast is property of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg of Chicago, Illinois. All rights reserved.